Chick's Place. Open daily from 7 a.m. till 2 a.m. 2713 Rocky Ridge at Westheimer.
Capish!
Hey, what's up? It's David Nuno and Frankie the Dragon Steamboat with this week's eSpot upcoming concerts brought to you by Ticket Attractions. And here's the first one. March 7th, a Friday at the Verizon Wireless Theater, Wilco.
What's up with the accent, man? I mean, you're white as the driven snow.
Yeah?
No, it's Wilco.
Wilco.
She fell in love with the drummer. She fell in love with the drummer.
I got news for you, David. They all fall in love with a drummer. That's the way it goes. But hey, just in time for St. Patrick's Day, we've got a little Irish influence for you. Over at Warehouse Live on Tuesday, March 11th, we've got Flogging Molly.
What do you think it means to flog your Molly?
Molly flogging, flogging Molly, flolly mogging.
Yeah. Eloquent as ever, Frank. And that does it for this week's eSpot upcoming concerts brought to you by Ticket Attractions.
What's with the accent, man? It's Ticket Attractions.
Sorry.
You want to go to the game? You call the other guys. Bup, bup. They're buying Jim Barr's tickets and jacking up the price. Call 713-952-5333 or go to 1560tickets.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sean and John.
Hey, Shawnee, it's March, and you know what that means. You and I heading back out on the road.
That's right, Johnny. Raging Cajun, back to back, doubleheader. 2 to 6, Sean and John Live, Tuesday, March 18th, Raging Cajun Sugarland, Wednesday, March 19th, Raging Cajun Richmond.
Log on to the website, 1560thegame.com, for any and all details. Sean and John, out on the road, Raging Cajun, get there, bread pudding. Mmm.
KGOW, 1560 AM, Bel Air, Texas. It's time to get back in the game, Houston. It's game time with your host, David Nuno. Talk to him now by calling
713-439-1560. Fourth and goal.
Rodney, would you like to comment on that?
Well, if Coach Holtz calls back...
I swear, that was purely coincidental. I did not know he was coming in.
As soon as
that clip was up before he got in the building.
As soon as the fake Coach Holtz walks by, what happens? We got to throw a dagger in all Notre Dame fans' hearts.
That was a tough one.
That's just Del playing the game of the producer. He's like, you know what? I've got power over you, Sean.
Leadership. That's what that is.
It's a good move. And what is your worst sports moment of all time?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you know.
I love Rocket Ishmael. Let me start with that.
What did I just hear?
You heard the 93 Boston College field goal against
Notre Dame. See, I was there. See,
I did not know you were in the building. I had that clip ready before you got in the building.
I just came in here.
And gave me a kolache. That's why I felt
bad. I came in here knowing that all you guys drink all this Haterade, and I come in here bearing gifts. Not you so much, Rodney. Or it's basically Dell.
I feel bad. I did not know you were coming in.
Basically, Dell. You guys are fine. You can keep your kolaches down. Dell, I need you to get in here and stick your finger in your throat and throw up that kolache I just gave you.
Yeah, that's not cool.
I need you to regurgitate.
When did I become Kate Moss? I'm not.
I need you to refund.
Well, that'll.
I need a reversal, as they say in competitive eating.
Well, I usually it'll come out the back end, but that'll take
time.
Is that?
Is that your worst Notre Dame loss?
Yeah, oh yeah. That and the Rocket Ishmael clip.
Oh.
And there's no, there's not even one that's...
I think I can
You got that one too?
Probably,
yeah, I'm sure. Got it on your iPod. You probably listened to it on the way in.
And I bet you he'll play it before you leave.
You think?
If I find it, it'll get played.
That's Del the funky one. What's up, man?
I'm just hanging out. I was actually in a pretty good mood until about two and a half minutes ago. Dell's got to get me all riled up.
Sean, you got a big task ahead of you today, brother.
Hannah Montana?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny. I was at Nick's yesterday getting some lunch. And some listeners were over there and with their kids. And that's they had brought their kids to Hannah Montana last year. And they were like, it's like they had pity on me. And I'm trying to keep my daughter from seeing the pity. Because I don't want her to feel bad.
Right.
You know? I'm going, no, they had fun.
My suggestion is that there as early as possible. Maybe try to hang out a little at the carnival if you can. I mean, because it's going to get
bananas. No, we're going early. I got to pick up the tickets anyway, so yeah, no, we're going early. Ride some $2 Ferris wheels and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It might be $5, but...
Could be, yeah. 2008.
Yeah.
So, yeah. No, it's a big day today.
Big day. Hannah Montana. We got to give out some tickets in a minute, too.
I make the push for Father of the Year today. You have Hannah Montana tickets?
Come on, brother. If we had Hannah Montana here...
We'd have Hannah Montana tickets. Yeah, we'd be at Big Gangster Kirby right now. Yeah.
I got two. I got two.
We got some Sugar Land tickets.
Oh, okay.
We're going to give out some Sugar Land tickets. Probably around the 11:30 block. So if you guys want to listen to that, hey,
how are you?
Get on the mic. Say hello.
Say hi to Houston.
Hi.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Who's better, Miley/Miley Cyrus or Hannah Montana?
Who's better?
Hannah Montana.
See, that's what Nunez thought.
She's got more game than Miley Cyrus? Miley Cyrus is just a regular student, right?
She's just normal.
She's just a regular kid?
Okay.
You get a little stage fright? All right.
Yeah, no biggie. The number here is 713-439-1560. We got to go to the phone lines, and we're going to be joined.
Right, I got
to
go beat up Dell.
Go beat up Dell.
Put them hands on him, man.
And if any more Notre Dame talk comes, let us know.
I found that clip, by the way. Don't worry about it.
We're joined right now from AstrosDaily.com, our good friend of the show, Bob Holsey. Hey, Bob.
Howdy.
How are you today?
I can tell you my least favorite sports moment, or at least the most heartbreaking.
Uh-oh, Mets.
And... I will get inundated with it every March Madness.
Oh.
That North Carolina State Houston game where Phi Slamma Jamma loses at the buzzer with the putback dunk, Lorenzo Charles.
Yes.
Man, I mean, there's no point in reaching into your bag of tricks to get that highlight out because I'm going to see it ad nauseum during March Madness. I do it every year.
You know what's crazy? I think more Houstonians know more players on that NC State team than people in North Carolina.
Hey, I got a call from Mayor Bill White, even though I think you're in Austin, and he let me know that it was your birthday last week.
Ah, well, as a matter of fact, yeah, I had a birthday February 28th, and I tell you, my phone didn't stop ringing the whole day. I mean, John McCain called.
Wow.
Barack Obama called. Hillary Clinton called. Rick Perry called. I mean, of course, they were all asking for my vote, but that was an entirely different thing. But in any case, yeah, it was fun. I wanted to give a shout-out to the ladies over at Sam's Boat. They threw a great party for me, and I had a wonderful time.
All right, Bob. The spring is probably – there's some mixed reviews out there. The pitching has probably been worse than we expected. We knew it was going to be some struggles, but the pitching has definitely been not up to par.
Well, pitching normally is behind the hitters in spring training, so sometimes literally. But, no, we've had struggles with wildness. Cecil Cooper's been very pointed about that a lot of these pitchers are not getting the ball over the plate. At this point, early on in the spring, I'm not too terribly worried about it. You're obviously going to have some people that are not going to make the ball club that are still being thrown out there. I do think that there's a few people who have probably lost their chance for making the 25-man roster based on some of their performances. But
such as?
Well, I think Steven Randolph and Chad Peronto are probably on very thin ice. I think that Mark McLemore and a couple of others have not stepped up. The one left-hander in the bullpen that looks like he might... he's got the opportunity right there in front of him. He just needs to take advantage of it. Would be Wesley Wright, the Rule 5 pick that came over from the Dodgers in the offseason.
Hey, Richard Justice had a column, or I think it was in his blog yesterday, where he talked about the Astros pitching with Chris Sampson, Sean Chacon, Woody Williams, Wandy Rodriguez, and Brandon Bakke collectively right now have an 8.39 ERA roughly. So in saying that, he also says, don't be surprised if Felipe Paulino is in the mix as a number two starter. You know, some people thought it by August, and he's saying, hey, shoot, it may have to be even earlier.
Well, that would be nice to say, except that Paulino got lit up yesterday.
Exactly.
Against the Washington Nationals. So I'm still not a believer that he's going to make the team coming out of spring camp. Now, if he does, that's fine. I mean, I'm not against it. but he's one of the few people that we know we can send back to the minors and continue to get him to tune up. If he does, I would see that more as a sign that the rest of the staff has not lived up to expectations more than it has been that Paulino has exceeded expectations.
Bob, Jose Cruz, does he make the roster, or Abercrombie? Which one do you think, or both maybe?
Well, there seems to be room for one more person on the bench because supposedly the Astros are going to carry 12 pitchers this year, and so that means you've got a pretty small bench to work with. And we already know four of the spots, Blum, Loretta, Erstad, and Osmus. So there's really one more place unless they decide they want to carry less pitchers. Of those, it looks like you're at this point looking at Jose Cruz Jr., although Abercrombie still has a shot, Diaz still has a shot. So there are some possibilities there. Another possible consideration is Humberto Quintero, more or less because he's out of options.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so I hear some rumblings that the Tigers may like to acquire him, and if so, you know, that would be one way to go. But it may be something where they may decide, well, we don't want to just let go of the guy. We want to try to, you know, either get something for him or sneak him back down to AAA or something. So they may actually leave camp with him on the roster and then try to figure out something in the next couple of weeks after that.
The number is 713-439-1560. The email is gametime@1560thegame.com. And we are also checking in on astrosdaily.com, reading the comments and the questions up on the board. And here's one from KB Raz. Here's a question that comes up quite often. Where do you think Hunter Pence should bat? Some people want him at the two-hole, you know, the six-hole. I think it's pissing a lot of people off, to be honest with you. What do you think?
Well, I'm one of those sort of people that I think for now, the real question is, how is Michael Bourne and Kaz Matsui going to do at the top of the order? And that Hunter Pence is probably the fallback option if one of these two doesn't live up to expectations. I think that, personally, I was interested to see some comments from Cecil Cooper during spring that he may not have a set lineup early on. The talk was, well, who do you put at third in the lineup? Do you put Berkman there? Do you put Pence there? Do you put Tejada there? And Cooper may actually sort of juggle that around for a little while until he gets a feel of which lineup arrangement works best for him. So I wouldn't give up on Hunter Pence yet being high up in the order. I think a lot of it's just going to depend on performance. Last year, Hunter had a high on-base percentage, which I think bodes well for him being near the top of the order. But we would just have to see how it all shakes out.
713-439-1560. Let's go to the phones right now, and we're going to be joined by Scott Barzilla, who's actually a contributor to the show as well. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Bob. How's it going?
Doing good.
I guess, you know, one of the things I've been looking at and we're looking at on the boards is, you know, how you personally, when do you start worrying about the veterans and how they're performing in spring training?
Well, at this point, if you look on the offensive side, there's really only two regulars that I'm seeing that one could say is probably underperformed. One is Ty Wigington, who actually got off to a fairly decent start but has sort of cooled off. And the other is Miguel Tejada, who started out very poorly but has done okay the last few days. So at what point would I be worried about them? Not really till mid-April, probably. But in terms of the pitching, now you've got a whole different story because there's so many different question marks. And I think we're in for a bumpy ride when it comes to the pitching for a while until everything starts to shake out. Now, it was good to see that Wandy Rodriguez went through four innings yesterday with just one run given up and five strikeouts. That was he's had now two good outings this spring. And I still think that Brandon Backe is being held back a little bit. I look at him stepping things up a little bit. When you get to the back end of the rotation with Woody Williams and whoever the fifth starter is going to be, that's the point that's going to really have you chewing your fingernails.
Anything else, Scott?
Well, yeah, I think the most interesting question on the boards has been what to do with Woody Williams, and I've been kind of preaching patience, but I can see where, you know, the Astro fans just, you know, after a while are going to want to see him let go, but it's a hard thing seeing that club, you know, cutting a $6 million contract.
I don't think Drayton McLean is inclined to give up on the contract, to be honest. So I honestly think that there's two different ways that if I were running things, I would approach this. One would either be to let him start in rotation but give him a very quick hook, and the other thing might be to change him into some sort of a middle reliever sort of guy if it looks like that he's simply not capable of cutting it anymore in the starting rotation.
All right, that's all I have, but thanks for helping me out with the technical issues this week.
No problem.
All right.
Thanks very much, Scott. We appreciate your call. That's Bob Holsey of AstrosDaily.com. We're going to go to a break now, and we're going to come back with a little bit more. We'll take some calls from you as well at 713-439-1560. Bob Holsey of AstrosDaily.com. We'll have to spend a couple more minutes with him. I want to ask him about some injury situations out there. J.R. Tolles.
Yeah.
And Kaz Matsui. Hurting. He's hurting. Got more with Bob when we come back. It's game time.
Hi, everyone. John Granato here with Mark Klein from Klein's Fine Jewelers. I've been a customer of Mark's for about a dozen years now. We've known each other forever. And I want to tell you, it's not just me. It's everybody in the city of Houston. You get the same deal. You get the best prices on diamonds in the city.
That's it. John, you sound really sincere, and I love that. You know, you come to Klein's, anything you want in jewelry, diamond pendants, earring, bracelet, I've been saying it for years to the city of Houston, and all the listeners that are going to come in from 1560 The Game are going to be taken care of better than ever before. Anything you want service, you want quality, you want price. I'm the only jeweler in the city that quotes over the phone. If you need a loose diamond, go anywhere you want. Check the price. Call me on the phone. It's going to be better than anywhere. We manufacture right there in the store, John. That's how we save the customers money on their jewelry. Anything you want in jewelry, we got it at Klein's. The best jewelry at the best price. Check out the website, KleinsJewelry.com, and we'll take care of you.
Green Ridge and Westheimer, 713-977-4003. 713-977-4003. It's Michael Klein's Fine Jewelers.
Insert bad accent now.
Hi, laddies. St. Paddy's Day is coming to Baker Street Pub and Grill in Willowbrook. Come on out and see John and Lance have breakfast and green beer with us.
No cover. Best party in town. They've been doing it since 1977 when Farrah Fawcett was still hot.
Wow. Baker Street, Willowbrook. Located at 249 and 1960. We are going to have a big time. 7 to 11, right here on 1560 The Game, but you can be a part of it.
And we'll provide the bad Irish accents as well.
Hey, Lance Zerline here for our tech department. If you're a small business owner, then you've got to have your own IT department, right? Well, wrong. A lot of times, small businesses make the mistake of hiring an IT guy, and IT guys swilling Mountain Dew, playing Halo, Call of Duty, and all on your buck. $50,000 a year, entry level and on up? No, sir. Go with our tech department. They can handle all of your IT needs. For a fraction of the cost, they can handle service contracts for small, medium, or even large-sized businesses. And the best part is, they do it for less money. Their mindset is service, and they will take care of you. And, you know, they even have service contracts available where they can replace your computers every 2 to 3 years with brand-new computers. And for home use, they've got remote support for you, data recovery if your hard drive even crashes, and even installing printers, digital cameras, MP3 players. They do it all. Call them, 713-358-6000. That's 713-358-6000. Or the website is rtechdepartment.com. That's the letter R, techdepartment.com.
1560 The Game is the proud new home of Random College Basketball Games.
Gamers, Championship Week comes a little early in terms of the Missouri Valley Conference. This Sunday, 12:45, come to 1560 The Game, where we're going to have the Missouri Valley Conference Championship right here on our airwaves. We love basketball time. March Madness here early on 1560 The Game. Right after my show, Game Time, Sunday, 12:45. You better listen, punks.
It's time to get back in the game, Houston. It's Game Time with your host, David Nuno. Talk to him now by calling 713-439-1560.
Stransky, I still think him with some type of run pass option going to the right.
Boise State for the win. They hand it off to Johnson. Boise State has won the Tostitos Fiesta Bowl. Can you believe it?
Now, I don't know how many OU fans there are in Houston, but that can go for the biggest heartbreaking loss if you're a OU fan to one of the greatest games ever.
Oddly enough, I know that one is listening. Sean Williams, this man.
Basketball player?
Nope. He is a Oklahoma alum. We were texting throughout the game. On the front side, I was mentioning that Oklahoma didn't look like they were going to win. There was a portion where he texted me back and said, look at us now. There was also a portion where he decides to disconnect his phone from service before Ian Johnson attempted to be engaged to his now wife.
Chris Myers ruined that one.
He disconnected his phone. Now, that's hurt. When you call T-Mobile or Connectivity Source and say, hey, you know what? I don't want people to call me, so just cut my service.
By the way, that's 1-888 New Deal if you're looking for a new phone. Connectivity Source.
To me, that's passion.
Okay. But that's kind of crazy. I mean, who calls? Was it New Year's Day? It was New Year's Day, right?
Maybe a couple of days after because it was, you know.
I think it was New Year's Day.
Hey.
I think it was.
I had to catch him on email. But Sean, thanks for listening.
I think he was lying to you.
I called him.
I think T-Mobile was closed. I'm just saying.
Put it to you like this. In 3 minutes, because it was quick. It was quick.
I heard that about you. Hey, here's a comment from Peyton 34.
Walter Payton
34, who was talking about Dante Robinson earlier when you and I were discussing. I was kind of worried that he won't be able to play at all next year and even into the next part. And he was saying that he finished his clinical rotations and had the pleasure of bumping elbows with some very talented orthopedic surgeons. When a guy like Robinson, who is worth millions, he is available to the top procedures and surgeons in the business. In a lot of cases these days, post-op ACL patients, professional athletes, not the average Joes on the street. The structural integrity of the joint may be more substantial than pre-injury due to the high level of care received, but at the same time, it remains to be seen at the same time to be referred to as a miracle that this happens because it cannot be expected. There are just too many variants and things that take place throughout the rehab process, etc. That are out of the doctor's hands.
That hurts too, man.
Yes, it does.
I mean, because, one, I mean, you know, he's drafted high. Obviously, Texans have done well with South Carolina cornerbacks, but he was, before he got hurt, and then halfway through Mari Williams, Dante was at least the best player with D'Amico Ryans the entire time he's been here before D'Amico, you know, came on by far. And that's a key element because anybody can tell you that any coach will tell you, if you have a shutdown corner, and you have the faith in that shutdown corner, it opens up so many things for the rest of your defense. And I'm sure Ray Rose was hoping he'd come back.
Yeah, and we should probably get Bob back into the conversation before he throws, you know, gang signs at us. Bob, Rodney wanted to ask you a little bit about the catcher situation with our friend J.R. Tolles.
Bob, in your opinion, is he going to be ready to be the everyday catcher for our Houston Astros?
It remains to be seen. However, so far, all the signs look good. I know he tweaked a hamstring yesterday, but the word I've received is that he is just going to be out for a few days. And obviously in spring, what tends to happen is that any sort of injury, I mean, if you hurt your hangnail or something, they're going to sit you down for a while because there's no point in putting you out there during spring games if you're already hurting.
Because Brad Ausmus, I mean, you know, the crazy thing is, many Astro fans, I don't think, give Brad Ausmus his due for what he fully encompassed as a catcher. Like, granted, his offense might not have been the best, but, you know, a catcher is a focal point. He's a coach on the field. And do you think that JR is going to have that command that Brad had or camaraderie with the pitchers?
Well, that all comes from experience, and obviously that's one of the areas that JR lacks right now is experience, and Brad was somebody that pitchers swore by. I mean, you got folks like Clemens and Pettit basically saying, look, I'm only going to pitch to this guy and nobody else. So that tells you a lot right there. But at the same time, I think that Toles is definitely our catcher of the future. He has given every indication that he's going to be a good one, and it's just going to be a matter of time to see how he develops and interacts with pitchers. But at this point, I've not heard anything negative in that regard. It's simply a matter of somebody new and having to develop that relationship with him.
Bob Halsey of AstrosDaily.com joins us. And, Bob, I wanted to ask you, it looked like Cecil Cooper this week came out and said that he's not necessarily a fan of personal catchers. And I talked to Richard Justice about it a little bit earlier, too. What are your thoughts about that, that moving forward he would like to see the Astros sticking with pretty much just one catcher, because one day, you know, Brad Ausmus isn't going to be there. It's not Roy Oswalt is not going to have that one go-to guy every time.
Well, I think that's actually fairly smart, because while Phil Garner was there, he did allow for personal catchers, and the problem is that you get pitchers that decide that I'm only going to throw to this guy. Well, when it's somebody like Roger Clemens saying that, it's really hard to say, no, Roger, you're going to take what we give you. But now he's got a bunch of guys other than, say, Roy Oswalt, who aren't really in a status position to make those sort of demands. So I think that he's actually basically said, well, look, Toles is our guy, and at some point you're going to have to learn how to work with him. And so the only way to do that is to go in there and pitch and catch. So I think that's something that was probably a smart thing to say, and I think that in the long run that will serve us well.
Hey, Toma T asks what you think about Roger's distraction at camp. Do you think it's going to continue being a distraction, even though he's not there anymore, but just the whole Roger situation?
Well, I think it is more of one for what the media wants to do. In other words, they want to continue to stir that up. I don't honestly think that the actual players have it on their minds that much. I just don't honestly know. One of the things that you have to do in order to be a professional athlete at that level is to be able to take distractions and put them aside and concentrate on what you have to do. That's one of the aspects of pro sports that a lot of fans don't really understand, is just how focused you have to be in order to perform at a high level. When you got, you know, 60,000 fans screaming at you, it's really difficult sometimes to concentrate, and you have to develop that. So I would tend to think that the Astros as individuals are going to probably not be too affected by it. However, it may affect the overall mood of the clubhouse if it continues to be an issue.
You know, when Senator McCain and the mayor called me this week to let me know about your birthday, they also told me that you have a theory when it comes to the Astros, the rebuilding their bullpen and their whole staff. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think that what Wade did, if you'll notice, there's only one guy in the bullpen that's really making any serious money, and that's the closer, Jose Valverde. But if you look at the other guys that he was able to acquire, most of them seem to have either had a good year in 2007, but not very good in 2006, or just the opposite, that they were good in 2006, but not very good in 2007. And so I think what he's trying to do is he's trying to hope that he's got enough pitchers in camp that he'll be able to find the ones who are going to have a good year and try to keep them in the mix as opposed to the guys that may not work out.
Hey, quick thoughts on Kaz Matsui and what's going on with him and with his hemorrhoids. I know he's played a little bit, but now he's getting a second opinion.
Well, I'm not a doctor, so I can't honestly. I've had his situation. I can tell you, yeah, it's uncomfortable. I don't know exactly how much it affects you on the baseball field. But Kaz at least ought to feel glad that this is happening during spring training and not during the World Series like it happened to George Brett about 20 years ago.
Right. That is Bob Halsey of AstrosDaily.com. Bob, thanks again for joining us, and I know we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
All right, take care.
Take care, my friend. It's Bob Halsey, and he brings...